Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm glad you joined me again today. Today, we'll be talking about focus. How to focus on one thing at a time. So that's our topic for today. I'm going to recap a little bit from our podcast last week. How to create power moves. Actually, how to turn bad habits into power moves. And that's what we talked about last time. And if you recall, we talked about the book Happier and some tips that were in the book on how to get rid of bad habits, basically. Turn those into good habits, better habits, and make them rituals in your life. And so I'll just repeat one of the quotes from last week. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. And so we talked about that everyone can be excellent if you employ the right habits, create new habits. Everyone can be great and successful in what they want to do within their lives. And so that parallels to this week on focus, because I spoke about it last week. You can't start 10 new habits all at once and think you're going to be successful with that. You really should start one habit at a time, possibly two. So today we're going to talk about focusing on one thing at a time and how to do that. So we'll move on into focus. And the crystal for today is, where focus goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, whatever you're focusing on grows. So that's the crystal of the day. And it was said by Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is a successful coach, author, and he's coached a lot of people, celebrities, into becoming successful in their lives and helping them to maintain that. So definitely goes well with this podcast, Reimagine Success. So I'm going to say the crystal one more time. Where focus goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, whatever you're focusing on grows. So that's the goal. Part of the goal of what we want in this focus podcast is to talk about how to focus and help whatever we are focusing on and whatever we want in our lives, what the goals are, help those grow. So today we'll talk about how to do that, some steps on how to do that. And of course, we'll touch back on the crystal of the day some more in depth. So focus is something that we all can do. It's simply directing your thoughts and mindset, directing your mind to what you want to think, feel, act, and therefore achieve in your life. And this is all within our control and our ability. Sometimes we just need that reminder that we can do this, we can focus. So like I said, I'll talk about some tips on how to do that. Now, the first tip I've talked about in other podcasts with regard to other topics is to understand your why. Why do you want to have whatever goal or whatever you want to focus on? Why are you doing this? This is always important when you're honestly trying to make any type of shift or change in your life. Why? Why are we doing this? Why am I doing this? And your reason might be an incentive. You want to get a reward or something like that, promotion, money. It may be just because you have something that you want to achieve. You've always wanted to achieve in your life. So an achievement, or possibly could come out of fear. Now, fear is the one that I'd say might actually distract you from focusing if you're doing it out of fear, because you could shift from that or get too scared to do what you need to do. So I'd say incentives and achievements are probably more sturdy reasons to do something, but fear does propel us as well. So think about what your why is and understand what is behind that why. So I'll give you a few seconds to think about your goal, or you can pause this if you need to think about what your goal is and your why. All right, hopefully that's giving you just a few seconds to think about something. And actually, before I go on to this topic or tip number two, I forgot to mention that I do have an upcoming masterclass, How to Commit to Your Dreams and Get It Done. That's coming up in about 2 weeks on September 23rd. And it's being held in New Orleans. So if you're interested in really diving into how to commit to your dreams and get it done, then you should join me at my masterclass. And you can get more info at my website, www.melaniecrystal.com. And this topic, focus on one thing at a time, is something that we'll be talking about at the masterclass. So you're getting a preview of one of the topics that'll be discussed at the masterclass on September 23rd. But anyway, visit my website, www.melaniecrystal.com, if you're interested in attending. So now I'm going to go on to tip number two. Once you understand your why, then the second thing you need to do is eliminate distractions. So when we talked the last podcast about turning bad habits into power moves, talked about doing, you know, focusing on one or two habits at a time. The thing is, distractions can be other goals, other achievements. It doesn't have to be just a negative thing in our minds. We're all one person and we can only do so much in 24 hours. We can do a lot, probably a lot more than what most of us are doing or what we think we can do. But it's important to put all those efforts into one goal, especially when you have all the daily activities of life that you have to do. Eating, brushing your teeth, taking care of family members, kids, you know, working. So that spare time, that extra time that you have, you want to make that focus time on your goals and achievements that you're trying to reach. So if you're using that spare time to be distracted by a plethora of things, so many things can distract you, then you're not going to have time to focus on your goal. So that's why number two is eliminate distractions. And you may have 10 goals on your list that you'd like to achieve, but only focus on one at a time. How do you walk through a door? One door at a time. So you can focus on one door, open that door. And once you get through that door, then you can walk to the next door, focus on that door, open the door, and walk through one at a time. And, you know, there are many people who have achieved hundreds of things in their lives, but they have done it mostly one thing at a time. And then when you look back on their life, or if you, you know, if they're one of the Kennedy Center honors, for music or film achievement, they do one film at a time. They're not doing 10 films at a time if they're a director. They focus on one. They have this one. And then they step to the next one once that one's completed. So you should do the same as well, as focus on one goal, get that goal achieved, and then move on to the next. So eliminate distractions. The other distractions you can eliminate, of course, are, you know, other people who are sucking up your energy. And I don't mean eliminate the person per se, but maybe don't talk to them every day on the phone for 2 hours. Limit that time. TV, it could be a big distraction for some. So just things in your life that may be taking away time that you could be focusing on your goal. Try to just set aside a specific time for working on your goal. Now, number three in focus is take care of your body. I know this one you might not necessarily think about for focus, but it's important for you to be able to take care of your body and have the energy you need to work on your goal, to be able to have a clarity of your mind so you can think and focus on that goal. So that includes getting your sleep. You know, people need anywhere from 6 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep. So get sleep, go to bed. Eating more healthily, add fruits and vegetables into your diet if you don't do that already. You know, cut your portion sizes down so that you feel good and have lots of energy. And practice mindfulness. We've talked about mindfulness in a past podcast. It's been a while. Might have to circle back around to that subject. But mindfulness, meditation, quiet reflection, thinking. So those three things are some of the top ones that can help you take care of your body to give you the energy that you need to focus and the peace of mind to focus on what goals you're trying to focus on. Now, the next one, number four, is write down your goal or milestone with milestones. So write down whatever you want to achieve. For me, the last one that I did, well, one of the more recent goals that I had was to complete a book. And I did. I completed my book entitled Reimagine Success. And you can also get that on my website at www.melaniecrystal.com. But when I was working on that book, I wrote down my goals with milestones. One of my milestones was to write 2 pages a day. When I first started, it took me about 6 months from start to finish for that book and to achieve that goal. And initially, when I was in the phase of writing, actually writing the book, my milestone was 2 pages a day. So my point in saying that is break your goals down into smaller chunks, into pieces that you can do daily or weekly. So write down your goal with milestones. It could be work on it an hour a day, meet up with someone once a week. There's different ways you can break it down, but break it down into smaller chunks so that you can reach your goal and have the small milestones, your daily and weekly milestones, and then also have your bigger milestones. For me, the book I wrote in 6 months. So that was my goal. So write it down with milestones. Next is 5, create and follow a plan. Have you ever wanted to travel somewhere by car and you wanted to, get there? What's the first thing you do? One of the first things you do, if somewhere you've never been before, in a different state, so you're not familiar with the area, you have a general idea of what direction you need to start driving in, but that's about it. What do you do? Of course, you grab a map, or that's, I guess, back in the old days, you grab a map. Now you can go to MapQuest or pull up the maps on your phone and get directions, get a plan, so that you can actually make it to your final destination. I know if I wanted to go to California from New York, so drive across the country, and I'm starting off in New York, I know where New York is. I know where I am. I know what general direction I probably need to drive in to get out the city. But beyond that, I would be lost. I could drive and, without a map, without a plan, and I might actually make it there, but it probably would take me 10 times longer than if I just got a map, found the shortest route, saw what obstacles were in my way, the ones that I could actually, see in the beginning, and then follow that plan. So that's the same thing with any goal that you have. You know what your beginning is and you know what your finish line is, but you may not know the best route or method to get there in the shortest possible time. So that's why you have to develop a plan of action. And it varies on what your plan is going to be depending on what your goal is. But if it's something like building a business, you might need to get an LLC first and register with the state, and then, write a business plan, and then get a building, and then, secure your products, and then, open up your store. So that might be the steps that you need to take, but there may be some others in there that you need to do as well, or some you can take out. Same thing if you're trying to lose weight, you need a plan. Are you going to walk every day? Are you going to get up and go to the gym? Are you going to have a trainer? Create a plan. And once you create a plan, you don't have to think as hard about what you need to do and how you need to do it to get to your goal. So take the time out to create a plan, and then that'll shorten the time that you'll need to reach your goal. And this goes without saying, but once you create that plan, follow your plan. We can create plans, follow your plan, stick to it. You've created it for a reason. That'll make it much easier for you. So the next tip is, once you've done all that, number 6 is bring all of your tasks to completion. So don't leave any loose ends. If you have broken up your goals into smaller milestones, complete each milestone. So if we're back to the business example, so maybe let's go back to my book example. First, I said I was going to write 2 pages a day. I had to write that until the book was completed. I couldn't just leave the book uncompleted or unfinished. The first step was to actually write the book. So complete your milestones. I wrote the book, completed it. And then there are things after you actually write the books, like editing and formatting and all of that, getting a cover. So there's other steps and milestones I had to reach, but I had to complete each one of those. So bring each of your tasks and each of your milestones to completion. And the last tip that I have for today is share your commitment to your goals with a trusted person or a like-minded person. Don't share with somebody who you know will tell you, oh, you can't do that. Nobody can do that. Or only special people can do what you want to do. You need somebody who will be supportive of your goals that you trust. And so be sure to share your commitment to the goals. And this will provide you with accountability to help you be accountable to someone for meeting them. And also, if you can, find other like-minded people, maybe a group. If you're trying to write a book, you could find a writing group. So everybody's sitting down writing every day, and then they discuss what they've written once a week. And if you hadn't written anything, you show up, you're going to feel kind of weird being in that discussion and you've written nothing, everybody else has. So find a group or a person to help you become accountable to your goals. So I'm going to recap these tips, the 7 of them. Number 1, understand your why. Number 2, eliminate distractions. Number 3, take care of your body. Number 4, write down your goal with milestones. Number 5, create and follow a plan. Number 6, bring tasks to completion. And number 7, share your commitment to your goals with a trusted person or a group of like-minded individuals. And I'm going to end it with the crystal of the day again. Where focus goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, whatever you're focusing on grows. And that was said by Tony Robbins. So once again, focus is achievable. Focusing on one thing at a time is achievable. That will help us actually more quickly reach each of our goals and help us to reimagine success for our life and actually manifest that success in our life so that we can see it, others can see it, we can feel it, and you know, just sit in that feeling of the reimagined success for our life. And so with that, hopefully you can try to implement these tips to something that you want to focus on in your life. You can do it. It's attainable. So try it. And I'm been happy to talk to you today. Look forward to speaking again. This is the Reimagine Success Podcast with Melanie Crystal. Bye for now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.